heard Steve cover some of the common objections that people get to this business opportunity and how to overcome them. I'm going to talk to you about a fifth objection. I call it the ultimate objection. And I'm hearing it more and more as I go around the country. And a lot of times it's one that your prospect will have that they won't share with you. And I find it more and more as I talk to people, there's this perception in the country that network marketing doesn't work. And I'm starting to hear that again and again. I like to take that objection head on because the truth is I think that network marketing is a great business model. I think that the problem is people don't fail at the opportunities that they try. The opportunities they try fail them. And so what you see when you talk to people who have had a negative experience with network marketing, which some of your prospects will have had, is they're what they really think is they failed at something. And what they're looking for is permission to try again. And I think we have a very unique set of circumstances that make us the perfect opportunity that should give them another chance at success. Because what happens is most people get in an opportunity and they do everything that they're told to do. They do the work. The problem is their work doesn't produce income. And that's not their fault. The truth is that almost every opportunity out there has four fatal flaws that prevent people from being successful. And, you know, most people don't think about it, but when you get right down to it, it has to do with one particular thing. And that is those opportunities require that a product be sold. And that one thing is very important because it distinguishes 98% of the opportunities out there from ours. If you have a product, and it doesn't matter if it's makeup or vitamins or juice or chocolate or coffee or you pick your latest and greatest thing, when you've got to sell a product, the same thing has to happen, the same dynamic. You can't sell enough chocolate to achieve financial freedom personally. You can't personally sell enough coffee to achieve financial freedom. You have to have a distribution network of people that are selling and consuming coffee on a monthly basis in order for you to achieve financial freedom. So building a distribution network of size is what's important. Here's the problem with that. If you're trying to build a distribution network and there are four hurdles that you're putting up in front of your own people because of the opportunity that you've chosen, the likelihood that you're going to succeed is very low. In fact, the chances that you're going to fail are fairly high. And Ambit is different from every single one of those opportunities. And I want to cover those four things today because as you talk to prospects about our business opportunity, you're going to hear, I just want to prepare you for it now, you're going to hear people are going to come to you and go, oh, network marketing doesn't work. I've tried two or three deals. I've never made any money. I don't know anybody that's ever made any money. And it's a very simple objection to overcome. All you have to do is say, you know, let me ask you a question. Were you selling a product? 98% of them are going to go, yeah. And then you ask them what it was, and here's what you have to tell them. You have to explain to them why our opportunity is different than theirs and why their lack of success in that other deal wasn't their fault. They had these four hurdles in their way. The first hurdle is training. If you are in a business and trying to create a distribution network of people that are all going to go out and help you sell this product, you have to train them. People, they don't like school. I mean, they don't like to be trained. It's time consuming, it's expensive, and most people who get into these deals want to make income immediately. They don't have the time to invest in getting trained. So right off the bat, half of the people that you bring in are out. They never make it over the training hurdle. And they got to have it. You can't go sell nutritional supplements to your friends and family if you don't know something about them. So training's important, and they know that. So when they don't go to the first training or they don't get the information they need, they know they're not going to be successful. They're out. You put 10 people in your business, and five of them don't make it past the training hurdle. You're already at a 50% dropout rate. The second hurdle is selling. The five that make it over the training hurdle, they go attend, they learn everything they need to learn, so they feel confident going out and recommending this product to their friends. They come face to face with the second hurdle pretty quick, and that is they realize they have to have selling skills to make it. They have to be a salesman. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. They have to go to their friends and family and sell them on the benefits of the product. And more than that, they usually have to convince them that they need to budget extra money to pay for those benefits every month. Guys, that's a killer. First of all, most people don't want to sell anything. All right? Something that they're passionate about and they believe in, they'll recommend. But at the end of the day, if people aren't already spending money on it, you have to sell them on the benefits to overcome the budget objection. So training and selling are two huge hurdles. 50% don't make it over training. Of the five that are left, you get another three that drop out. You're down to two. You're a 20% success rate after the first two hurdles. Understand, in Ambit, we don't have to train anybody on electricity on our product. Everybody understands it and they already use it. And we don't sell anything in this business. They're already buying what we're offering. They either want to save money or get it for free, or they don't. All you have to do is ask, but you're not selling anything. You're not going in to your friends and family and trying to convince them how great it would be to have electricity. All right? They know that already. All right? And guess what? They're already spending money on it every month. The likelihood is that you're going to actually be able to save them money, or maybe even show them a way that they can get it for free. That is huge. That's a huge difference between us and a product-based company. We don't have a training hurdle for new people coming in here unless they're really, really slow. And we don't have a selling hurdle because people don't, in our business, don't sell anything. Okay? The third hurdle that a product company puts in front of their people, and this is the one that's just the killer. So you got two left out of the 10 that you put in. They are trained and they've learned how to sell. They're on fire, man. They're getting with it. And here's the third hurdle they run into. They can't keep their customers. Here's why. People are people. And they like to buy stuff the way they've always bought it. And they don't like to change the habit that they formed in purchasing that product. And every single product company has the same model. Sign up for my product. Get on auto ship. We'll send it to you. You don't have to worry about it. That's a great model for the first month. Second month, it starts to get a little shaky. By the third month, people are already starting to get nervous. Bottles are stacking up, boxes are coming. And after about 4 or 5 months, the pressure of that and the stress of having, you know, six things of vitamins in front of the mirror, we came and shaved. I mean, what do? They cancel their auto ship. And think about the dynamic that creates in a sales organization when somebody that was spending $300 or $400 a month goes away. Commissions go away, and the consultant who had that customer has to run out now and do one of two things. He's either got to replace them with a new customer, which means he's got to go back through the whole selling process again, or he's got to go to his existing customers and get them to buy more. Either way, that is a tough row to hoe. And what happens is, You lose customers faster than you can get new ones. And when that happens, you can't build residual income. Financial freedom only happens when you can get paid over and over again for something that you do once. Otherwise, it's just work. I mean, you understand that. I mean, going out and having to replace customers every day, day in and day out, to make the same thing, that's just work. That's a job. Residual income is the only thing that creates financial freedom, and you have to have a vehicle that allows you to build residual income. That only happens if you can do it in a way that doesn't change the way a customer buys and uses the product, and that's why Ambit doesn't have a third hurdle. I mean, every customer that we have, they fill out an online enrollment. It takes them a couple of minutes. In most cases, our consultants enter the order for them, and they go right back to doing whatever it is that they were doing. They still turn the light on the same way. They still turn it off the same way. You understand how powerful that is? Nothing changes for our customers. And once you get them, for the most part, you keep them. And if you do it right, if you do it the way that Ray taught you to do it this morning, then you can't lose. You'll keep a customer for life. And that's how you build residual income. And that brings me to the fourth hurdle, and usually the one that most people voice is, I never made any money. Well, yeah, you think? You put 10 people in your business, 5 of them never got trained, 3 more dropped out because they can't sell, and the other 2 that you finally found that were diamonds in the rough and persevered through all that couldn't keep their customers. Of course they didn't make any money, neither did you. Guys, we have people in this business who are earning $2,000, $3,000, $4,000 a month in residual income. And these are people who were not network marketing professionals, who hadn't done this before. These are people who just went out and did what they learned in our training. And they've applied it every day, day in and day out for a period of time, and they're achieving financial freedom. And I've said this before, but it's worth repeating. You know, you've got to categorize financial freedom in our business. Financial freedom is not millions of dollars in the bank or millions of dollars a month. Financial freedom is having enough money coming in every month to pay all of your expenses without working for the money. That is financial freedom. And we have people, hundreds and hundreds of people that have achieved financial freedom in this business because we are different than every other opportunity out there. We don't put hurdles up in front of your success. You don't have to be trained, you don't learn how to sell, you don't change your customers' buying habits, and you can create real residual income in this business. That is the fifth objection. And so when you hear people that you talk to about this business say network marketing doesn't work, you can say it might not work if you sell a product, but here's how it works if you sell a service. That'll work every time.